Hey, hey, you guys. Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Oh Crap Potty Training Podcast. I am your host, Jamie Glowacki. I am the author of Oh Crap Potty Training and Oh Crap, I Have a Toddler. If you are watching this on YouTube, you can see I am fresh home from the Dominican Republic, where I attended a friend's wedding for the new year, and I got my hair braided, and I'm pretty happy about it. And I'm also very tan. So, happy new year, guys. So today I want to address two major questions that we get about, one is daycare and how potty training can fall apart at daycare, and the other is night training. And I'm going to jump in because I got an email from a mama that I just love. So I want to read the whole email. Okay, ready? No doubt you get a million emails, Jamie. I've used your book for both my kids and I am thankful. My second kiddo was a rare, perfect window of opportunity and time. And by the second day, she was starting to communicate that she needed to go. Very exciting to see in a 24-month-old. One thing I did different was I spent two entire days at the daycare watching and helping teach the teachers. It was very, very eye-opening, and they needed a lot of education. I mention this as something that might be worth sharing with others if their daycare allows them to come in. Daycare is where things tend to fall apart, and now I know why. Some teachers with my second kiddo, and when I was watching, I was astonished to see as they redirected and scolded her away from the bathroom, saying, "No, you just went." I was able to correct and caught several other issues and fix them on the spot. The following week, my husband went in and hung out at the daycare for 2 hours in the afternoon when she's the most tired, and we thought there'd be more issues. I know getting time off to do this is hard for people, but we were done, still not in underwear, in 2 weeks, and she's been without any accidents in the last 2 weeks, despite many new demands and exciting events. I know that timeline isn't realistic for everyone, but doubtless the time invested at daycare has paid off significantly. Yeah, if you can go into your daycare and watch and assist, this would be awesome. I really, 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 really understand how hard this is for working parents. I know, oftentimes you have like only 3 or 4 days to potty train. You're really reliant on daycare. However, if you can assist the daycare and you can go in and help them and help your child navigate this, that would be unbelievable. And I love this email, and I do want to share it with you guys because I think sometimes we don't even know that it's a possibility that we could go into the daycare, that we could help for a couple of hours. And so I want to present you guys with that situation in case it's a possibility for you. Yeah. The next thing I want to bring up is night training. And I've gotten several emails. Well, I'm constantly bombarded about night training. And the idea of, if you wake your child, per my philosophy, per my book, if you wake your child 1 or 2 times a night, are you getting them acclimated to needing you waking them up? Like, are you just training them to need you? No. So here's the thing. Potty training seems to be the only milestone in which we teach our children in a couple of days and then we hang them out to dry. I always try to relate potty training to walking, right? Did your child start to walk? Did they start to, like, you know, cruise around the furniture? Did they hold your hands, you know, walking on your feet maybe? And then they learned to walk and you were done. You were done. And then you were like, oh, by the way, you should be able to run, climb, do all the things. No, that's not how milestones work. We teach our children by helping them and being a bridge for them. And so with night training and potty training, the idea that we should just tell them and they'll be done, the idea that, oh, we'll teach them in 1 or 2 days and then they'll be wiping their own butts, they'll be okay in every situation. That is not how it works, you guys. That's not how milestones work. So I guess I'm a little speechless because I can't believe this one milestone, we expect kids to be all set in a very short amount of time, being able to handle it all on their own. So again, let's go back to walking. They start cruising, right? They pick themselves up on the coffee table. They start moving around a little bit, maybe, right? We take their hands. We put them in our fingers. We help them walk. When they fall, do we say, oh my God, you're not ready. Forget it. You can't walk. No, we say, hey, let me help you. Let me pick you up, right? And so with night training, the fact that we need to wake them occasionally to help them manage their pee during the night, this isn't conditioning them to need us more, right? And we know this from attachment theory. The more we are there to support our children and help them with these bridges, the better off they are, and the more secure they are, and the faster they learn. So with night training, we do have to help the children. We have to help them throughout the night. We have to help them catch the pee, right? Absolutely. We are not conditioning them to need us. We're just helping them along the way. And I don't know why, I don't know how, it's a product of years of doing this work. They just start holding and consolidating or being able to wake themselves, right? And so in the meanwhile, while that's happening, we can help them by being their bridge. So I just want to reassure you guys 1,000 times. I keep saying this podcast after podcast, that you are not conditioning your child to need you to wake them. Yeah. You're just simply helping them until they can do it themselves. All right, you guys, this is a short and sweet episode. I hope those were helpful. And as always, rock on. I appreciate you listening. Have a good one.